get ready.
Yes, you get ready.
Latest news in the streets. Join us and tune in for the tea. Breaking news with integrity. So tell your friends and your family.
It's the Lovely Tea TV Show.
Bringing you good tea and good
vibes. It's the Lovely Tea TV Show.
Be sure to share, like, and subscribe.
Hey, Tea Sippers. I hope you guys are doing good today. Happy Monday. Happy new month. I cannot believe we are already in the month of March. So what's going down today is this. I think Natalie Nunn is not having a really good few weeks. She has been trending for all types of crazy stuff. As we talked about on the live stream this past Thursday, we watched Natalie Nunn get kicked in the chest by E.T. like E.T. was Superfly Jimmy Snuka. Okay, just bam, straight to the chest, knocked her over out the chair. It was to the point where Natalie was literally looking like she had to reevaluate her whole life and dealing with the Zeus Network, okay? So now if that's not crazy enough, Natalie Nunn and Jocelyn Hernandez are currently trending all over social media. Now, you guys remember I did a video a few months ago about Nick Cannon's new show. It was going to be Bad versus Wild. And it mainly consisted of the baddies girls versus the wildin' out girls. But initially, it had a really colorist tone to it. It was supposed to be light skin versus dark skin. But, you know, once Nick Cannon put that out there, people started dragging his fake Hotep ass, okay? Again, this man is so full of shit. So they ended up changing the show from light skin versus dark skin to bad versus wild.
For the one, the only, Nick Cannon! That's what I'm talking about. Y'all ready to meet your teams? Y'all make some noise for Team Bad and the Wild Side. We got a whole lot of superstars in the building tonight. Now let's get this thing started. Oh my lord! Musical chairs, the nay-nay.
Within the videos, the whole world finished.
That's what the fuck you be doing. You be eating whole death. They know who the fuck we are, Nick. They know how we coming.
Hey, Nick.
They know who the fuck we are. They know how we coming.
They know how motherfucking we.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. She got to introduce her bitches because we don't know who the fuck they are.
Oh.
And so, on the show, in the opening, we have Natalie Nunn and Jocelyn Hernandez, and they're yelling at each other. They both become huge figures on the Zeus Network, okay? Jocelyn has Jocelyn's Cabaret, where she talks down and abuses her girls. And Natalie Nunn has the baddies, where she goes off on them and literally punches Scotty in the forehead every season, okay?
Okay, and look at yours.
Look at it. Mine looks great.
Fuck you.
Natalie Nunn has no problem going to blows with her own friend on the show. So now they're going at each other. They're going off. So she's basically telling her, like, you know, is it true that you've eaten Molly the Maid's ass? And we all know Molly the Maid is supposed to be Mimi from I'm Lovin' Hip Hop. And, you know, Natalie's popping her shit like Natalie does, okay? And Jocelyn, who's a woman of very few words, unless she's high. She just basically mushed the fuck out of Natalie. Y'all go ahead and check out this clip that's going viral all over social media.
You mean hoes ass?
All right, honey. So y'all just saw that clip. You know, Jocelyn was like, basically, get the F out my face. Later on in the clip, you see Rolly start twerking for some reason, and Jocelyn is just sitting there looking like, ugh. So this whole situation is a hot damn mess, but that's not the worst of it. So on top of Natalie Nunn currently trending for getting mushed in the face, Stunner Girl has literally had enough. She's tired of the bullying. She's tired of the bullshit. She's tired of Lemon Pepper Steppa, a.k.a. Lemmy Plummer, who is the CEO and owner of Zeus Network. She says she's being bullied behind the scenes. They keep trying to delete her Instagram page, her, you know, social media pages that she built up on her own before she ever was a baddie. And so she decided to basically blast them. Now, what's very interesting is that not only is she showing the fact that Natalie Nunn is really with Curtis, that is her side dude, then she also releases a phone call where Lemon Pepper is cussing out Natalie for being messy, for constantly being seen with Curtis, and he also admits that he also fucked Natalie. So this entire situation is a hot damn mess. I want y'all to go ahead and watch these two clips that she posted. So as you see in this clip, she's saying she's married, but she's in love with the ring. And we all know she is married to her husband. Her husband is Jacob, very handsome man. I'm not sure why Natalie is cheating with Curtis. I thought Curtis was low-key bi or gay when he was on the Bad Boys Club. Him and the other one, they just kept arguing and, you know, trying to find out everybody's sexuality. It was weird. But I've been hearing rumors for a while that Natalie was messing with him. So then Stunner Girl goes on to say this. This is Lemon Pepper. I love the emojis. Yelling at Nat. He told her, I don't give a fuck. I already fucked. She's fucking the bosses too.
You don't own no fucking baddies. I own that shit. You're a fucking liar. You lie all the fucking time. You lie to your own fucking husband and your family. Don't, like, what are you doing? If you want to risk it all by doing irresponsible things with Curtis in public, go ahead. I'm falling all the way back. I told you before, I don't like him coming to our shit. I don't like him coming to the Bad Boys premiere. I don't like him coming to the Baddies premiere. He's already at the Baddies West premiere just taking pictures on the carpet. I don't want this nigga around my shit. You think you're just going to keep getting away with the dumb shit you're doing? Then have a real-ass conversation with your husband. Hey, yo, I'm fucking Curtis. We together, and that's what it is. I don't give a fuck about... I already fucked...
All right, so you guys just saw both those clips. Then she goes on to say, this is why I'm spazzing. He had his hacker delete all my personal videos. Ain't nothing on my page Zeus related. He got my TikTok deleted as well. I don't play by my hard work. I'm forever tripping. I told y'all these people constantly fucking with me. Then she circles something that says, it looks like you shared something that infringes on someone else's copyright. And it says, we removed your content, and that was on March 2nd. Then she goes on to say, they so dumb, she told on herself. She forgot she messaged me that. He got this lady messing with my pages. Then she posts a video of Lemmy getting beat up. She says, this is a man who forces and tells Ja to fight, but he can't even fight. Out there looking like a wet chicken. I got the full video. And then she goes on to show the lady. Her name is Bree McKevy. She's the one who was in the picture with Lemmy. And she says, she blocked me right now after I told her I know it's her copywriting my page. Then Stunner Girl goes on to say, I'm tired of this beef is stale. That man pays to get everybody's page deleted. I'm just the only one who speaks up about it because I don't give a F. He done got plenty of their pages deleted and they scared to say it because he's going to get them deleted again. But I got a team who gets my page back every time. Then she says, mad because I'm really booked and busy selling out shows with myself. Y'all got to put more than one person on a flyer. Can't fuck with me. So that is what Stunner Girl had to say. And like I told y'all, it had been rumored for a while that Natalie and Curtis were messing around and that she was, you know, that Curtis is her side guy. Milan Christopher was saying this a year ago. Gutter K was exposing Natalie. And even Anthony from Bad Boys LA and Texas was also blasting Natalie as well. So this has been rumored for a while. And they've been saying that, you know, Lemmy and Janisha, that they're swingers, that they're also messing with the other girls on, you know, baddies as well, from Natalie to Scotty. So it is just one big mess. But I want you guys to go ahead and watch these clips. And these were over a year ago where they were saying that Natalie and Curtis were messing around, but Stunner Girl actually bought the receipts of them kissing.
Hell hath no fury like a queen scorned. I guess Anthony is still salty about what happened to him on Bad Boys Texas. So he is going online and exposing Natalie Nunn. But first, the host asked him whether or not he'd Natalie. So let's watch.
Girl, would you Natalie is the question. Bisexual.
I ain't gonna lie. No. Well, no.
No, not look, I'm gonna be honest. I'll her boyfriend Curtis before I her.
Wait.
Not Curtis.
Oop. The boy with the braids?
Oop. The boy she always talking about.
Oop.
They just bought the
ain't Scotty her girlfriend?
Beans and I love that.
Well, they are her girlfriends. That's
hey, I'll go to Dubai with Natalie.
Because I feel like she'll put me on some
no,
sugar
when
daddies.
No, you go to Dubai with Natalie, that's when you get the money.
I know.
Yeah. I will.
For $10,000.
Oh, my God. I'm not going to lie. When I first saw this, I was like, Anthony, please shut up. It's like, girl, you salty. The street's been talking about that, girl. Shut up. But the messy ass fans pulled some video evidence, honey. And as you can see, Curtis is right there pushing Natalie in a wheelchair. Not sure why she's in a wheelchair at the Spirit Airlines, honey. Now, why Natalie flying Spirit? I thought she making $20 million a year.
They're trying to paint a picture And then Lemmy, lizard face ass, bitch, don't play with me. I don't have time for none of y'all games, because bitch, all y'all hoes is really weird as fuck. Natalie, bitch, your chin, weird as hell. Bitch, like I said, everybody can get my mouth, because bitch, like I said, y'all not gonna play with me, bitch. Y'all hoes are old as hell. When y'all was teeny bopping in the club at 21, bitch, I was teeny bopping in my mama pussy still. Y'all bitches are old as hell. Okay? Literally. So, bitch, keep that through your head, bitch. Keep through your head that you have no talent but that stretchy ass chin, bitch. And, yeah, fucking on your castmates. Anyways, bitch, we would never be the same. Bitch, you have a whole husband at home with a toddler that don't even like your ass. Bitch, stop playing with me, hoe. Bitch, I'll chew your ass the fuck up out of that, bitch, because you already know what the fuck it is, bitch. And I have the real receipts, mamas. That's you and Curtis' child, bitch. I'm you and Curtis is my parents. Little weird ass, ugly ass, weird long fucking gecko chin ass bitch.
Get him. Who is that?
My boyfriend.
Sweetie, I have text message of us kikiing about you fucking him. I have video of me in your hotel room with you and Curtis in Atlanta while he's laying in your bed. Sweetie, remember that live when I came to Natalie's room and I was cussing out Gutta and all of them, and I was in Natalie's room and I was reading Anthony and reading them hoes? Curtis was there. I got the video.
They obviously condone a lot of shit. You know, there's, you know, especially with Natalie having all these shows and she's a colorist. She don't even like dark-skinned women or dark-skinned men. You know what I'm saying? I guess I'm not as dark as she don't like it, because she definitely was asking me to fuck her, allegedly. She definitely was asking for this dick in her motherfucking pussy, allegedly. She definitely came to where me and Rio was laying in the bed and kept pulling up the motherfucking sheets trying to get a glimpse of some dick. You know what I'm saying? So it just be a lot. You know what I'm saying? Especially coming from a married woman. With kids.
What about that alleged threesome that happened?
Which one?
The one that I...
Honey. When he said, what about the alleged threesome? I may not cover Zeus Network T and Baddie T and Bad Boys T all the time, but trust and believe, I miss nothing. Okay, and I just collect the receipts as they come. But yeah, it's a mess, child. It's a whole mess. And that's Lemon Pepper's voice for y'all wondering, because Lemmy has come and addressed Milan Christopher and a few other of the quote unquote disgruntled ex-employees on camera with Natalie Nunn. So y'all can check this out as well.
Number. The other situation with some of the former Bad Boys. The former Bad Boys. I mean, listen, they participated in season one, and you know, I appreciated their you know, contributions and involvement in that show. You know, they were compensated for their work, and so I appreciate the you know. The time and the work that they provided, but you know, business is business, and so you know, you just can't be out here saying any old thing and doing what you want. You know, that's why we have contracts.
If you want to risk it all by doing irresponsible things with Curtis in public, go ahead. I'm falling all the way back. I told you before, I don't like him coming to our shit. I don't like him coming to the Bad Boys premiere. I don't like him coming to the Baddies premiere. He's already at the Baddies West premiere, just taking pictures on the carpet. I don't want this nigga around my shit.
I remember the scene, right? Remember the scene when I went into the club with Natalie and I had on the puff coat? Okay, y'all remember how her and Krishan had gotten into it that day? And she was like, bitch, you're gonna go in there and make my fucking money. I'm not gonna do shit. Oh, bitch, soon as we got up in there, this bitch really tried to sit up in the back with me like she wasn't finna do shit. That man must have came over there and yanked that motherfucking mic like motherfucking Ike, and the bitch was Tina. Get the fuck up, bitch. Stand the fuck up right now, bitch. You don't got a motherfucking choice. And I'm just sitting next to her like, oh no, oh no. Steve Urkel, baby, you would have been boop, 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 punched in that lip. Boy, she was like, no. He was like, get up, bitch. I'm not playing. I'm talking about nose to nose with them, chin to chin. Bitch, chin bigger than his, but they was chin to chin, literally. Like, he's like, get the fuck up, bitch. You're gonna get up and you're gonna, why the fuck are you even playing with me right now? You know, you're like little man syndrome. So he's like, why are you even fucking playing with me right now? Voice getting all deep, but the voice ain't even like that. Told the bitch, get the fuck up. These is the words verbatim. Get the fuck up, bitch. I don't know who the fuck you think you're playing with. Bitch, you got a motherfucking show to run, bitch. Make me my motherfucking money, bitch. Go grab the motherfucking mic, bitch. And get up there and perform, bitch. You're not even a motherfucking rapper. You know what that bitch did? Got her bitch ass up.
All right, so you guys just saw that short clip. Now, this whole situation is a mess, and I think that Lemmy needs to really watch what he's doing. He's behaving very unprofessional, very unlike a CEO. He keeps letting everybody know he's the CEO, he owns Zeus, but his moves are that of an amateur. Because at the end of the day, as a CEO, you have to carry yourself a certain way, especially when you have things to lose, okay? And when you're the boss and the owner, you should never be dipping your pen in company ink. And I think the way he moves is just insane. He claims that he doesn't like drama. You know, he wants to be seen as a professional. But we've seen him many times appear on Zeus. Like when Natalie and Scotty were fighting, all of a sudden you see Lemon Pepper coming to save his side chick. And he likes to blur his face. Like we can't tell that it's Lemmy. He's always popping in and out of these episodes, especially if one of his side chicks are being affected. And the whole time, he himself has a wife. So for him to be trying to talk down to Natalie about her being messy, he's just as messy because the lady who runs the reunions, that is his wife. So I just think this whole situation is a mess. And what they both better hope is this, okay? Because right now, these girls are looking for a platform. They're trying to get their name out there. So yeah, they might be willing to sleep with Natalie and sleep with Lem. But they better hope, you know, a year or two from now, these same girls don't pull a Me Too. Because we live in the era where, you know, a lot of this stuff is not acceptable and people will do things and engage in stuff just to turn around and play victim a year, two, 3 years later. And it's starting to come off, you know, there's been mumblings and stuff about trafficking and, you know, all this stuff with the Zeus Network. And the more stuff that's coming out with the CEO sleeping with Natalie and sleeping with this girl and that girl, it is not a good look. They really need to clean up house and he needs to act like a CEO and carry himself a lot better, because this is not a good look, and it's not a good look for Natalie when the whole time to the public, you know, she's putting on a facade that she's married, but then the whole time everybody's saying that she's messing with Curtis. So I think with both of them being bosses, they both need to move better. And if Natalie's going to be with Curtis, then be with Curtis and, you know, divorce from your husband, just like with Lemmy. If you're going to be out here smashing and acting single, then get a divorce and be single to do what you want to do. But if you guys are not willing to do that, then it's just not a good look. And it looks like what the hell is going on at Zeus Network that everybody is being attached to somebody sexually. There's such a huge lack of professionalism. And Sunna Girl has brought that really to the masses. She's really the one who peeled back the onions. They had always been rumors, but Sunna Girl actually really brings real receipts. So I don't know what other receipts she has in her arsenal, but I think Lemon Pepper Steppa better watch his step, because this is not a good look. And like I said, you don't want a year or 2 years from now, you know, certain girls that he's messed with or that he may have promised things to and then it fell through. Now they're coming back with a whole bunch of Me Too allegations. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens going forward with all of this drama with Zeus Network and the baddies and the CEO who keeps getting involved in nonsense. But let's go ahead and get the discussion popping. I look forward to hearing from you guys. Make sure you guys leave a comment down below. Don't forget to like the video. Feel free to share the video. And most importantly, make sure you're still subscribed to the channel. And I'll talk to y'all later. Deuces.
If you want the latest news in the streets, join a sentiment for the tea. Breaking news with integrity. So tell your friends and your family. It's the Lovely Tea TV Show. Bringing you good tea and good vibes. It's the Lovely Tea TV Show. Be sure to share, like, and subscribe.